Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből. Hallott szöveg értése középszint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on this CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There will be three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After another short silent period, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections, and with breaks between the sections, in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is exactly 30 minutes long. Good luck! Task 1. In this part of the test, you will hear a news report about a pair of twins. Your task will be to give short answers to the questions below. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now, listen to the recording.
The stories of identical twins' nearly identical lives are often astonishing, but perhaps none more so than those of the identical twins born in a small town in Ohio back in the 1930s. The twin boys were separated at birth, being adopted by different families in two towns thousands of miles away from each other. Unbelievable as it sounds, unknown to each other, both families chose the first name James for the boys, although, of course, their surnames were different. And here the coincidences just begin. Both Jameses grew up not even knowing of the other, yet both sought law enforcement training and worked as police officers. Both of them had a natural talent for music and were quite skillful instrumentalists who regularly performed in their local communities. each married women named Linda, and they both had only one child, a son each, whom one named James Allen, and the other named James Allen, with a double L. The twin brothers also divorced their first wives and married other women, both named Betty. And they both owned dogs, which they named Toy. 40 years after their childhood separation, the two men were reunited to share their amazingly similar lives.
Now, listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
The stories of identical twins' nearly identical lives are often astonishing, but perhaps none more so than those of the identical twins born in a small town in Ohio back in the 1930s. The twin boys were separated at birth, being adopted by different families in two towns thousands of miles away from each other. Unbelievable as it sounds, unknown to each other, both families chose the first name James for the boys, although, of course, their surnames were different. And here the coincidences just begin. Both Jameses grew up not even knowing of the other, yet both sought law enforcement training and worked as police officers. Both of them had a natural talent for music and were quite skillful instrumentalists who regularly performed in their local communities. Each married women named Linda, and they both had only one child, a son each, whom one named James Allen, and the other named James Allen, with a double L. The twin brothers also divorced their first wives and married other women, both named Betty. And they both owned dogs, which they named Toy. 40 years after their childhood separation, the two men were reunited to share their amazingly similar lives.
That is the end of task one. Task two. In this section, you will hear some information about the United States Space Shuttle Endeavour. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true. Write B if the statement is false. And write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. But this time, we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true. B means false. C means the text does not say. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Piggybacking on a modified Boeing 747 jet, the 75-ton space shuttle Endeavour appeared over San Francisco at around 9:30 in the morning and some 2 hours later over the landmarks of Los Angeles, including Disneyland, the Getty Center, Universal Studios, and Malibu Beach. It then landed at Los Angeles International Airport. Endeavour, the youngest shuttle from a fleet that includes Atlantis and Discovery, replaced the Shuttle Challenger, which was destroyed in an accident in 1986 that killed 7 astronauts. In service since 1992, it has made 25 trips, logged 198 million kilometers in space, and circled the globe almost 4,700 times. In mid-October, Endeavour will parade through the streets of Los Angeles as it makes its way to a museum. Los Angeles has ordered 400 trees to be cut down, and street lights and traffic lights are to be temporarily removed to let the space shuttle pass through neighborhood streets. There are plans for 1,000 new trees to be planted to replace those felled. Endeavour will be on display from the 30th of October. Last year, NASA, the U.S. space agency, retired the 3 ships in its fleet after finishing the U.S. portion of the $100 billion International Space Station, a permanently staffed research facility that is owned by 15 countries and flies about 402 kilometers above Earth. The closure of the program was ordered by the White House, so NASA could devote more resources to destinations beyond low Earth orbit, such as asteroids and Mars. NASA is leading the design of a huge new rocket and capsule for these missions, but this hardware is not expected to launch with crew aboard before 2021.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Piggybacking on a modified Boeing 747 jet, the 75-ton space shuttle Endeavour appeared over San Francisco at around 9:30 in the morning and some 2 hours later over the landmarks of Los Angeles, including Disneyland, the Getty Center, Universal Studios, and Malibu Beach. It then landed at Los Angeles International Airport. Endeavour, the youngest shuttle from a fleet that includes Atlantis and Discovery, replaced the Shuttle Challenger, which was destroyed in an accident in 1986 that killed 7 astronauts. In service since 1992, it has made 25 trips, logged 198 million kilometres in space, and circled the globe almost 4,700 times. In mid-October, Endeavour will parade through the streets of Los Angeles as it makes its way to a museum. Los Angeles has ordered 400 trees to be cut down, and street lights and traffic lights are to be temporarily removed to let the space shuttle pass through neighborhood streets. There are plans for 1,000 new trees to be planted to replace those felled. Endeavour will be on display from the 30th of October. Last year, NASA, the US space agency, retired the 3 ships in its fleet after finishing the US portion of the $100 billion International Space Station, a permanently staffed research facility that is owned by 15 countries and flies about 402 kilometers above Earth. The closure of the program was ordered by the White House, so NASA could devote more resources to destinations beyond low Earth orbit, such as asteroids and Mars. NASA is leading the design of a huge new rocket and capsule for these missions, but this hardware is not expected to launch with crew aboard before 2021.
Is the end of task 2. Task 3. In this section, you're going to hear about an original idea of a group of nursery workers in Denmark. Your task is to write the letter of the correct answer into the boxes on the right. First, you will have some time to study the task. And then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. But this time, we will play the text in shorter sections, to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
A group of nursery workers in central Denmark have made parents an offer that they might find hard to refuse. They have promised to provide 2 hours free childcare on Thursday evening, so that the parents can go to bed and make more babies. I asked Miss Lottie Neinman of the Grasshoppers Kindergarten in North Finn about this interesting new initiative. What is the real motive behind your rather unusual offer?
Well, a lack of young children means the future of local nurseries is uncertain. I am sure that nearly half of the nursery's families will accept the offer.
How many children does that mean exactly?
We have 42 children in the kindergarten, and we'll be looking after 20 tonight. Not all parents, though, are likely to use their free time for the intended purpose. Most of them say, "We'll bring our children to the party, but you won't be getting any more children out of us."
And how will these extra 2 hours be different from the ordinary daycare?
Well, we provide food, play music, and hold a party for the children. If any of them ask what the party is for, the nursery teachers will tell them it's to give the parents a chance to speak at home.
Sounds like an interesting plan to me. Where does the original idea come from?
Actually, it comes from the local union of nursery workers, and 6 other kindergartens in the area are also offering the same service, for one night only. Though the nursery workers said if their plan was successful, they would be happy to do it all over again. The teachers want to draw attention to the decreasing number of births and to do something about it.
Are the demographic trends so worrying in Denmark now?
In terms of birth rate, Denmark is at the 185th place out of 221 countries in the world. If the increasingly older population continues to expand, our country will not be able to support pensioners and others dependent on state benefits.
So, is it primarily a patriotic motive?
Yes. And in addition to this, as well as the low birth rate, nurseries are also facing a cut in their funding from local government. Without money, we can't look after the children well. And if there aren't enough children, there are not enough jobs for our workers.
Now, listen to the recording again. Remember, that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
A group of nursery workers in central Denmark have made parents an offer that they might find hard to refuse. They have promised to provide 2 hours free childcare on Thursday evening so that the parents can go to bed and make more babies. I asked Miss Lottie Neinman of the Grasshoppers Kindergarten in North Finn about this interesting new initiative. What is the real motive behind your rather unusual offer?
Well, a lack of young children means the future of local nurseries is uncertain. I am sure that nearly half of the nursery's families will accept the offer.
How many children does that mean exactly?
We have 42 children in the kindergarten, and we'll be looking after 20 tonight. Not all parents, though, are likely to use their free time for the intended purpose. Most of them say, "We'll bring our children to the party, but you won't be getting any more children out of us."
And how will these extra 2 hours be different from the ordinary daycare?
Well, we provide food, play music, and hold a party for the children. If any of them ask what the party is for, the nursery teachers will tell them it's to give the parents a chance to speak at home.
Sounds like an interesting plan to me. Where does the original idea come from?
Actually, it comes from the local union of nursery workers, and 6 other kindergartens in the area are also offering the same service, for one night only. Though the nursery workers said if their plan was successful, they would be happy to do it all over again. The teachers want to draw attention to the decreasing number of births and to do something about it.
Are the demographic trends so worrying in Denmark now?
In terms of birth rate, Denmark is at the 185th place out of 221 countries in the world. If the increasingly older population continues to expand, our country will not be able to support pensioners and others dependent on state benefits.
So, is it primarily a patriotic motive?
Yes. And in addition to this, as well as the low birth rate, nurseries are also facing a cut in their funding from local government. Without money, we can't look after the children well. And if there aren't enough children, there are not enough jobs for our workers.
That is the end of task 3, and also the end of the listening exam.